Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Limit Breakdown, where we break down the latest in TV, movies, and everything going on in entertainment. I'm your host, Migs.
I'm Sid.
And today we're going to be doing our weekly news roundup for the week ending on June 11th. So let's go ahead and start with my favorite part.
The box office numbers.
Box office numbers. So kicking it off for the number one spot for this past weekend was Transformers Rise of the Beasts with a $61 million opening weekend take. So pretty strong showing.
Okay.
Coming in at number two, holding on very strong for a second week showing at $55.5 million for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Okay. I genuinely thought Spider-Man was still going to be number one, but fair enough.
Yeah,
it's opening slightly, week for Transformers. Okay, fair enough.
Number three goes to The Little Mermaid with $23.1
million. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Holding strong at number four is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow. Very impressed.
$7.2 million. Very and then impressed. Rounding out the top five is The Boogeyman with $7.1
million. Gotcha. Nice.
It's
pretty good.
So it's, pretty interesting numbers. I was kind of surprised Guardians is still hanging in there, but they're slow and steady chugging along. But, I mean, it was a good movie.
It was a great movie. The top four pretty solid movies in general. So
I'm gonna start off with a couple of items.
Okay, go for it.
So I don't know, you know, obviously everyone on the internet is aware of the writer's strike.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. How it's beginning to impact things. So Disney's announced a bunch of date changes for their upcoming movie releases.
Okay, fair enough.
So most significantly, Avatar 3 has been delayed. It was slated to release December 2024. Mm-hmm. It's now being pushed to December 2025.
Okay.
And then the subsequent sequels, 4 and 5, were now, they were for like 26 and 27. Now they're saying 27 and 29. So.
Yeah. I'm gonna be dead by that.
Yeah. Deadpool has actually been moved up. It was originally supposed to release November 8th, 2024, and now it's it got moved up to May 4th, 2024.
Interesting.
So
okay. Wow, the week right before my wedding. So wow.
Yeah. So they've also removed two of the unknown slots for Marvel releases.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing away with them altogether. And they're releasing other Disney movies in their place.
Gotcha.
But it's cutting back on the number of Phase 6 releases. So that's interesting. Captain America, previously known as New World Order, now it's been retitled as Brave New World.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I saw pictures of sets with say Captain America: New World Order.
Yeah, yeah. So now they changed the title. Now instead of New World Order, it's going to be Brave New World. And it's going to be was delayed from an original release of May 3rd, 2024, now to July 26th, 2024.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thunderbolts has been delayed to December 2024. And Blade has been pushed to sometime in 2025. And Fantastic Four is now slated for May 2nd, 2025.
Mm, interesting. Lots of changes going on there.
Yeah, lots of stuff. And then each of the Avengers movies is being delayed by a year. So Kang Dynasty has been pushed back to 2026. And Secret Wars has been pushed back to 2027.
Interesting. Okay.
So yeah. So there's a lot more stuff. They also mentioned some changes with the Star Wars release schedule. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get a chance to research that properly.
So. Gotcha. Okay. Fair. And so speaking of the things you said, I actually have two interesting movie things to tell you as well. So Disney announced a new movie that's coming out.
Okay.
It's called Elio, I believe it's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
And the synopsis is there's a child that was abducted by aliens. I swear to God, this is IMDb's description.
Uh-huh.
A child who doesn't fit into society on Earth was abducted by aliens and then ends up becoming an ambassador for Earth while his mom, I think, works for the CIA or FBI or something as top secret agency to uncover alien secrets. And that's what IMDb gave. And it's very... And the trailer is out, so you guys can go watch it. And it looks... interesting. And the reason I say that is... And I hope I don't get any backlash for this. It seems like Disney's doing the inclusivity thing.
Okay.
But they're forcing it.
Okay.
To a point where it's kind of annoying. Now, nothing against inclusivity, but there's a point where it's when it's forced, it doesn't work well.
Okay.
Once you see the trailer, you'll see what I'm talking about.
I'll have to check it out.
We'll go from there. However, exciting news. So speaking of Marvel, there was this thing that's been blown up on the internet.
Okay.
About the Secret Invasion.
Yes.
Right. So Marvel apparently posted on, I think, their Twitter about a website, and then they quickly took it down.
Yeah.
But obviously, it was too late.
Yeah, of course, the internet.
So what it was you can go on this website called theinvasionhasbecome.com, and then all it says was password required. And if you put in a certain password, what it shows you is the trailer, is a beginning trailer of the new Secret Invasion TV series with Nick Fury.
Okay.
I have the password, and I saw the trailer.
Oh.
So I highly recommend everyone go to theinvasionhasbecome.com, put in the password, which we will put in the comments below, and check out the first 5-minute trailer of the Secret Invasion, and it looks fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely have to do that.
Yep.
Also exciting news, something that you'll be very excited about. In light of the recent success of the Mario Brothers movie, apparently it is rumored that Illumination Studios, Universal, and Nintendo are almost on the cusp of reaching a deal for a Legend of Zelda animated film.
Nice.
Yeah. From the sources that I saw, it's all but done. But like,
so they have a Mario movie, a Sonic movie, a Zelda movie. Have you played Super Smash Bros? I mean, they're collecting all the characters. At one point, they're gonna have a Super Smash Bros. Brawl movie. That would be insane. But that's actually fantastic. I'm playing the new Tears of the Kingdom game, so that's very, very exciting.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did a fantastic job with Mario Brothers Universal Illumination. So if they take that same attention to do a Legend of Zelda, I was a little concerned because I had heard about them possibly doing a Legend of Zelda movie, but there was talk of it being like live action, and I don't necessarily know how well that would work. But an animated, I'm excited for that.
They can go whatever route they want. That's actually pretty cool. All right, so do you have anything before I have two big newses? Well, two big lists.
Let me have them.
All right. So number one is Game Fest 2023 just happened.
Okay.
And there's a lot of new announcements.
Okay.
Right. So kicking off with Spider-Man 2 trailer, the video game.
Yeah.
And a release date.
Okay.
October 20th, Spider-Man 2 is finally coming out.
Okay.
And they have a trailer as well for the gameplay and everything. And it looks fantastic.
Nice.
I don't know the exact detail, but it looks like Miles and Peter are both in the game.
Yeah.
And you are able to either switch back and forth, or at least the story focuses where it goes back and forth.
Gotcha.
The two. So I'm very excited for that, and I know you are as well. Number two, Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 is going to be coming out early 2024.
Nice.
They definitely put their heart and soul into it. Trailer drop for that, too. It looks similar to the first game, but way more crisp.
Nice.
So, very excited about that. Another gameplay trailer for Mortal Kombat 1 that we had talked about. It looks like in this game, I can't remember if it was Mortal Kombat 9 or 10, where you could have two people. You can have you pick your own main character that you want to play as, and then you can pick like a side back character that basically stays off stage the whole time, but on certain cues and on certain attacks, you can ask your companion.
It was like a tag mode.
It was like a tag mode, but this is like almost tag mode-esque, where the other character doesn't necessarily play, but they
I want to say that that was 9, yeah. I think.
So MK is bringing that back.
That's dope.
And that looks really good. Another one that I'm very excited about is Sandland.
Okay.
So Sandland is a manga created by Akira Toriyama, who famously made Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. So he made this manga way back in the day, and now it's coming out as a game. So it looks exactly like Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But those characters aren't in it.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And it looks like it's a maybe open world type thing. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's going to be a very small, you know, you can knock it down a day, you know.
Like yeah.
Easy game. But that looks super fun. Being a Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z fan, I'm very excited for Sandland.
Interesting.
Yep. Speaking of Sonic, they're actually making another Sonic game.
Okay.
And it's called Sonic, and it's Sonic 2D. So basically, it's a old school side-scroller Sonic game.
Okay.
But with obviously redefined graphics.
Yeah.
New levels and everything, but it's a run-of-the-mill classic Sega Sonic game.
Nice. Okay.
It looks really entertaining. Another fun one is a dark Pinocchio-esque game.
Okay.
Yes. And what this game is depending on if you answer truthfully or not, your character's demeanor changes, and at the end of the game, you either become a real boy or stay a puppet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So kind of like one of those like choose your path type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know too much about it. They just had a simple gameplay and the trailer.
Yeah.
And that's what it's. But it's very dark. So it is definitely a darker game. Now this one, I think even Nicholas will be excited.
Okay.
It's called Pal World.
Okay.
And how they describe it, and I quote: "This is by the developers. It's Pokemon with guns." Straight up, look at the images, look at the gameplay.
Okay.
It's just straight Pokemon that are on tanks and have guns, and that's it.
Okay.
It seems very interesting. I don't know how the gameplay is. I don't think it's a battle system, but I had looked at the image of it, and it seemed so outrageous. Like, one of them was like a fat Pikachu looking thing on a tank, and he's just
that's funny. I'm it's curious that you brought that up. Do you remember the PlayStation game Twisted Metal?
Yes.
They're coming out with a live action TV show of that. So it the guy that's playing Sweet Tooth is one of the wrestlers that I've followed for a while, Samoa Joe.
Nice.
So he's playing Sweet Tooth, so I'm pretty excited about
nice,
that.
Nice. And speaking of games being turned into shows, The Witcher 3 has a trailer for their third season.
Okay.
So the third season for Witcher 3 just
That's dropped. The last season with Henry Cavill, That's
the
right?
This is going to be the last season with Henry Cavill.
Okay.
If they decide... I don't know if they're going to end the series here or they're going to decide to go forward. If they do, obviously, Henry Cavill's out because he doesn't want to...
Well, I thought they had already recast Geralt. I thought
they... I have no
idea. Yeah, because I was under the impression that it was going to be... what is it? Thor's brother.
Liam Hemsworth?
Yes.
Okay, I did not know that, but okay, fair enough. Yeah. If that's the case, then... So this is the last season with Henry Cavill.
Mm-hmm.
Trailer just dropped. They actually dropped it at Game Fest.
Okay.
So, yeah, those are their... There's a lots of news coming out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
These were definitely one of the top newses. So.
All right.
Cool.
Sid coming in with the news this week.
There was a lot that happened. There's actually one more thing. Do you have anything else before I hit the
I am cleared out.
All right. This is the big one.
Okay.
Now, we know we love our lists.
We do.
Our lists.
We do love lists.
Billboard, known for their songs, like Billboard Top 100.
Yeah, Billboard's
known for songs. Billboard came out. Well, I can't even say it with a serious face. Billboard came out with a Top 100 Disney songs.
Oh.
And it is very controversial.
Oh.
To the point where... So I have to pull up my phone because of how controversial this list is. There's only one... In the top 100, there's only one Tarzan song.
Uh-huh.
And it's under 50.
Okay.
One Hercules song, and it's under 50. It's bad. It's very bad. So I'm not going to go through Eye to Eye, which is one of my favorite songs, was number 20. Circle of Life didn't even make top 10.
I mean, okay.
But, so I will go through this list. I'm going to go through the whole top 10.
Okay, let's do the top 10. Okay.
Starting off, very angrily, Breaking Free from High School Musical.
Okay, throw the whole list in the trash. Just throw the whole list in the trash.
That means this song beat out every single song from Tarzan, every single song from Hercules.
Okay.
Okay. Number 9.
You do realize we're not the target demographic, right?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know what Billboard was thinking.
That's fine.
Number 9, A Spoonful of Sugar, Mary Poppins.
Okay.
I can see that one.
Okay.
I can see it. This one is fun. As soon as my phone loads. We're going to have to edit this part out because it's not loading. Okay. Coming back. Number 8, The Climb by Hannah Montana.
Oh my god.
So this song beat out, again, Circle of Life. Every single Tarzan movie.
Well, it was heavily featured in American Idol.
But this is The Climb. This is not even the Hannah Montana song. Right?
Oh, god.
Now, the list does get a little bit better. Number 7 is The Mickey Mouse March. Okay. M-I-C, you know.
Okay.
I can kind of see it. I don't agree, but I can see it. Number 6 is A Whole New World.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that
so redeeming.
I'm good with that.
Whole New World redeeming itself. Number five. When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio.
Okay.
Again, I can see it because that's one of the most famous Disney. Right.
Yeah.
Whatever. Number 4, Be Our Guest.
Again.
Good to go.
Okay, I'm good with it. So
number
far.
3, It's a Small World from It's a Small World Ride at Disney.
Well, the ride is iconic.
The ride is iconic. And it's a very annoying but catchy song. If you've been on the ride, it's very annoying. But for it to beat all of those songs?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I disagree.
Okay.
Number 2, I understand. However, I don't think it should have been in the top 10.
I didn't realize how heavily invested you were in this list.
It's because of this song. Now, anyways, number 2, Let It Go.
Okay, look, we are not the target demographic, but that song was huge.
That song was huge when it came out, I agree. For 2 years straight, that song was everywhere, and I am fine with that. I don't think it's better than any of the other songs that I had mentioned.
Okay.
Number 1, I can see it, Part of My World from The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Do I think it deserves number 1? No, but definitely in the top 10.
Yeah, there were some glaring. Where did Make a Man Out of You from Mulan rank?
I don't know exactly.
Because, like, I don't know, maybe that's exclusive to our friend group, but that song was
47. I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan was 47.
What about Friend Like Me? How did that not?
Right? 49 was the Soaring theme from the California Soaring over the California Ride.
Okay.
That song made the list. Yeah. I Want to Be Like You from The Jungle Book. I Want to Be Like You. Ooh, was number,
I love that song.
51.
Okay.
So that means that the ride song beat out that. But
yeah, I can see how people would be upset. Yeah.
That's my wrap up of top 100 Billboard top 100 songs. Hakuna Matata was number 40.
Like I said in the beginning, just throw the whole list in the trash. You know what? We need to do our own top 10 list.
Top 10 Disney songs. All right.
Yes.
We're going to drop our top 10 Disney songs.
Yes.
And let us know what you think of the list. But that's all I got for a weekly roundup.
All right. Well, I guess that's all we have. So as always, we appreciate you guys for tuning in. Let us know if there's anything that we missed that you wanted us to talk about. Let us know what you thought about the topics we covered. Let us know anything you want to tell us in the comments. As always, like, comment, subscribe. It helps the algorithm. We appreciate all of your interactions. And stay tuned for more content. We'll catch you next time.